Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Wendy, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other two co-hosts, Krista and Shermin. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Wendy. This is Krista.
And this is Shermin. Hello, Wendy and Krista, and a warm welcome to all our listeners out there. Our guest today is founder of Signature Style and Transformational Image and Presence Coach and Intuitive Healer, Ellen Light. For more than 30 years, Ellen has been sharing her passion, wisdom, healing, and intuition with individual clients and groups. She uses an integrative approach to support her clients to shine in their divine gifts. Ellen has studied at the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising in Los Angeles and trained in the psychological and Chinese elements and energetics of people, clothing, and color with top experts in the country.
Ellen has been a regular guest on our show as a result of her sharing her unique and effective coaching solutions with us. And we were talking earlier before the show started that this is just about her 2-year anniversary with us, so that's great. During her previous interview, she told us how to project a radiant presence, the energy of your coaching style, dressing to match your natural strengths, and how we can use our divine gifts to be more successful. And if you missed some of those episodes, which, by the way, aired again during the past 2 weeks, you can still listen to them by going to Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/skies the limit, where all our past shows are archived. Today, we will continue our conversation with Ellen and talk about the 5 deadly mistakes sensitive speakers make that block them from getting their message out into the world. So welcome back to Sky's the Limit Radio, Ellen, again. We're so glad to have you on our show yet again. Love it.
Thank you, ladies. I'm so happy to have this time with you again and with your listeners.
Absolutely. Great.
Awesome, Ellen. Yeah. It's such a pleasure to have you back on our show, as always. So let's get started right away. What are the 5 deadly mistakes that sensitive coaches and speakers make that block them from getting their message out? Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yes, Krista. This is, you know, the bulk of what I wanted to talk about today, but I'll hit the highlights of what those 5 deadly mistakes are first, and then we can go back and go into depth with each point as time allows. So we'll see how this starts to flow. So the 5 deadly mistakes are that people are too much in their head. Secondly, they don't show up with confidence. Third, they don't have, so if they're online or if people are going to meet you through the media, you need to have the photo and the colors and that visual representation. Or if you're showing up in person, then it's your physical presence. Fourth, their sensitive speakers are worried about what their audience thinks about them, how they're going to be received, or even how much they're going to be able to sell their services or product at the end. And then the fifth is that people don't align with their natural strengths, that they're trying to borrow confidence and power from someone or something outside of themselves. And then it comes across as more stiff or more phony or less authentic. And, you know, today there is so much talk about authenticity and transparency that these topics that I've been discussing with you for the last 2 years are even more important now. So what I notice with people is that they spend so much time getting their content really, you know, they get education, they get their content together, they know what they want to deliver, but it's 55% of our message comes across in visuals and body language, and people are going to be a yes or a no to us in under 30 seconds. They're saying 3 seconds, and people skip this part of their visual message. Can you believe it's 55% and people are ignoring it?
That is huge. Yeah, that is huge. I noticed you're focusing on sensitive coaches. Is there a difference between sensitive? What do you mean by that, by sensitive coaches?
Oh, thank you for that differentiation. You know, I feel like sensitive people are ones that are more sensitive to energy. Maybe they're more they're more intuitive. They're more of a healer type. They're more tuned into frequencies and what other people's response are to them. And there's a lot of information out there for like the highly sensitive person. And so if you picture somebody who's like just always in their head and always about the business and they're presenting us with the science and the facts, it appears to me that that person is not so caught up in intuition and energy. And they have a more simple, it appears to me, because I am a sensitive coach and person, so I don't know what it's like to not be sensitive, but it looks to me like there's a large percentage of the population that isn't dealing with their own sensitivity and with the energy of those that they're interacting with. They're less nervous.
You know? Yeah. Okay, thank you for explaining that. That makes a lot of sense.
How does that look to you?
Well, I think I'm kind of a sensitive, intuitive person as well, so I can definitely identify with that. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Sherman, you have another question?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I know that you do exercises, Ellen, and I wonder if you could take us through one of those exercises to make room for the heart energy that you've talked to us about, and maybe that will help us also to kind of get in touch with what you're talking about.
I would love to, because I think the biggest tip for sensitive people is to get out of the head and get into the body, get into the heart.
Right.
When we go to give a speech, or even, like, I do a lot of coaching by phone, so even before that, what I'll do is drop into my heart, drop into my body, and set the energy. So for a sensitive person going to get that wants to get their message out in the world, whether it's by phone, by in-person giving a speech, it's so important to set the energy. So I imagine that some of you might have been busy before arriving here today, and that's kind of how life is, right? It's like we're busy with something, and then we come into our next thing. So when we're connecting with a client, connecting with an audience, we want to take that time to get into our heart. So for those of us that are familiar, that can just flip the switch and drop in, it's easy, but sometimes when it's more hectic, we really have to slow way down. So let's do the slow version.
Good.
So just imagine that you're dropping your awareness from your head down into your heart. Begin to sense your chest, your heart. Notice how you're feeling. Take time to just be present with yourself. Allow yourself to connect to your feelings, to your heart, to your body. And then my suggestion is, if you're going to connect then with a client or with your audience, you want to just breathe. And first, you want to absolutely make space for that. So the divine presence shows up in us when we're in our heart. And it allows magic. It allows us to channel more wisdom and more insight than if we're just in our head. So we're going to make space for the divine to come into ourselves. And then I want you to imagine holding space for a client and now holding space for a big audience. So if you can imagine that your heart is acknowledging the value of each person in your audience, whether it's 1, 100, or thousands, we want to start with that heart presence. I recognize the value in each of you. And then your heart energy is going to up-level and uplift the frequency in the whole room. And it will more likely to connect with each person in the audience. When you're doing that, you don't have to do a namaste bow, but energetically you are. You're saying it's from my heart to yours. I am here to gift you with my presence and my wisdom because I honor you. And so just notice now, having done that, taken that time to drop in our hearts. And so I did this before coming on the call, honoring each of you, Wendy, Krista, Sherman, just honoring the divine in you, honoring the value in you, to set the tone that I'm honoring myself with the gift that I'm here to give you. So breathing into your heart. Now, Sherman, how do you notice a difference?
Oh, major difference. I was very much running around like a crazy chicken without the head kind of thing before coming on the call. So I was really looking forward to this. And, yeah, total difference. And I love what you said about connecting with the person in front of you, if it's one or, you know, 100. And it just takes the nerves way down. It just shifts everything because
yeah.
You're focusing mm-hmm. on giving rather than on, oh, my gosh, how am I being perceived? Am I doing right? And, you know, all of that.
Yes.
Goes out
exactly.
The
right. Yes.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
And
you're
completely free to help then, to actually provide something of value because all that other distraction is gone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. So especially for sensitive people that tend to be more anxious, when they get into the heart, it's exactly what you said. It's going to drop it down so that they can give. Focus
mm-hmm.
on the other instead of themselves.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I love how you did that. And
yeah.
From now on, I need to be sure to do that every time before we get on the radio. What do you think, Wendy?
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I love the heart presence and heart energy. Those were the two phrases that I really resonated with and wish I had. Last week when I went and spoke to a small group of probably about 10 people, when some people, we were talking about this before the show, a couple people weren't really into what I was talking about, but there were some other people that were. So I think that would have helped with my overall confidence to just keep going, which I did, but I think with this way of thinking, it would have been much more calm. I would have been calm inside much more. And I think the people listening that were really into it would have really gotten into more and gotten more feeling as far as what I was talking about. So thanks. I'm going to definitely keep that in mind. And so that comes to my next question. How do we increase our confidence? Do we do this exercise every time we're about to do something like this?
Do you know, I actually try to do it all day long as much as possible.
Oh.
And I have a little mantra, get in your heart. What can I give? Get in your heart. What can I give?
Mm.
Yeah. And so I was raised, well, I was going to say family, but my father really was extremely critical. And so I have never been a person with a lot of confidence. And oddly enough, my physical appearance, because I'm tall and I look strong and I have I think my voice comes across as confident and my appearance comes across as confident. But oddly enough, I don't feel a lot of confidence. So this is an issue that I've had to work with my whole life. Like, what do you do when you're not naturally confident? How do you proceed?
Mm-hmm.
So fortunately, I have a lot of courage. So my courage, thank God, has, you know, just helped me propel in my life and move forward and take chances. Mm-hmm. And I've often heard even others saying, take action and then you'll get confidence from having done the, you know, like it took courage for me to ask 2 years ago, can I be on your show? And I was like, oh my God, you know, it took courage.
Right.
And I can tell you, I didn't show up feeling confident. And in our first show, I actually was sick with a fever and got up for the show and then went back to bed.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, gosh.
And so for people who want more confidence, I would say we are not all blessed with confidence. But some of us, you know, we can lead with courage and then just take those next small steps or large steps, and then you'll gain in confidence from having taken action.
So courage comes first then, courage, and it's so that you can become confident in the action that you took.
Yes, and some people don't have a lot of natural courage. So
right.
It's like, well, if you didn't get either, then you still have to take action.
Right.
But take it from the heart. So, you know, from your heart, it's like, and I love what you said, Wendy, because I think one of the reasons why I don't have more natural confidence. Okay, so let's break this down.
Okay.
So some people don't have natural confidence because they have a voice in their head all day long that's saying, you suck, you're stupid, you're fat, you're whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that. But I have an underlying belief that people aren't interested in me or what I'm talking about. So I have to diffuse that first. I'm what they call an early adopter. I'm a pioneer. I'm the one at the front of the line hacking the bushes and making the new way. So when I'm interested in something, it's usually 10 years ahead of what other people are interested in. So when I talk about it, they look at me like I am like an alien sometimes. And so what I've had to realize is I'm not here to serve everyone. I'm here to serve the leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I go to an audience, now I realize not everyone is going to be enthralled with me or what I'm talking about, but I just want to touch the ones that are.
Mm-hmm.
I want to touch those people that I'm meant to serve. And, you know, maybe they're light workers, maybe they're creative artists, maybe they're the other sensitives. And so I have to let go of needing or wanting the whole room to be in love with me and just focus on those that want what I'm offering. I'm offering a gift like I offered to you three. Let's drop in our heart. You could refuse that gift. I don't want to be in my heart. This is stupid. Why would I bother? Right?
Right.
So I'm offering myself, I'm offering as a gift what I know. I'm sharing my wisdom. I'm showing up fully. And then I can just relax in that.
Have you ever experienced, when you were speaking, have you ever experienced a heckler? Someone who is comes out and starts compromising you? And I've never experienced that. So I'm just wondering how that would do with someone's confidence.
Well, what comes to mind is I was teaching something called the Sedona Method, and they gave us this fantastic method to deal with an audience, how you prepare before you even show up. And I had a doctor in the room, and you could tell he wanted to run the room. And he was like, this temperature of this room and this. And I had to release wanting to control him and wanting his approval so that I could stay in my heart and my center instead of feeling like I had to protect my turf and not let him take over the room and be the one in charge. So again, can we stay in our heart when that person shows up rather than in our nervous Nelly or push back argumentative self?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just always think about staying in your heart. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Krista, you have another question.
Yes, Ellen. So up until now, we talked about how we show up emotionally. Excuse me. So can we talk about how we show up physically? Why is a great photo or clothing or body language important in our presentation?
Well, I guess I'm hitting this point heavily today in our discussion. Again, 55% of our message is visual and body language. And people are skipping this. People are going to be a yes or a no to us when they see us. And they give us about 3 seconds. So if you can just imagine, if a sensitive person is going to show up and they're going to be a little bit, hunched over in the shoulders and their feet aren't going to be straight on and they're, fidgeting or their voice isn't quite, good morning, thank you for coming out today. It's like if we don't show up with that body language and that clothing that says, I'm here, I'm valuable, I have something to offer you. But then one step deeper, like black and white are not my colors. But if I thought like the business attire, somehow black and white gave me authority or credibility, and I thought, ooh, I should wear black, fill in the blank for that to be whatever you think would make you more credible. If I tried to borrow strength from wearing colors or fabrics or clothing that weren't my natural self, I would look inauthentic. And there would be something off and that would make me more untrustworthy. So our body language, our clothing, our colors are going to increase that know, like, and trust factor that comes up when people are looking at us. And we do it fast. It's intuitive.
Yeah, that's amazing. Within 30 seconds,
or less. They're saying three seconds. They'll give you 30 seconds if you're speaking and you haven't turned them off. Sooner.
In terms of the photo, what kind of photo would you say works on the web?
Do
you have any recommendations?
Yes, I do. I'm full of recommendations, Krista.
That's why we have you on our show.
We have a business card with a photo. We have a website with a photo. Same thing about what I'm saying about the colors. So if you are a person who, we all like to think of ourselves as soft and lovely and feminine, but some people really have that as their dominant energy. And they should be wearing softer colors, softer fabrics, pearls, you know, things that have softness to them. And somebody else is going to have a more sparkly, animated, chaotic personality, and they need to put the mixed shapes and mixed colors, and they want to have that animation. So if that animated girl tries to look staid, she's going to come off inauthentic. So my advice for your photo is find out what your natural strengths are in your archetypes and your elements, and that's a consultation that I offer. As a matter of fact, I'm offering that I will look at your website and to any of your listeners, give them a free consultation of, like, let's look, is it coming across authentic and inviting and engaging, what you're hearing out there?
That's great. That's a wonderful offer. Thank you. I'm sure our listeners will appreciate that.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Shalom, do you have another question?
Yeah. Ellen, you know, we all want to make an impact, usually, or sell a product or service, you know, which is why we may be in front of an audience to begin with. What can we do to release the tension that this creates, especially at the end of our talk?
So, from the beginning, if you have a goal, I'm sorry about that call waiting. I forgot to shut that off. Doggone it. My apologies to everybody.
When
we get out in front of an audience, you might before you get there. So I love Lisa Sasevich's program on Speak to Sell. She talks about how you seed through the you drop seeds. More will be available later. I teach five things. Here's one. There's four others if you want to work with me later. So, first of all, there's a three things to attend to so that we don't have to get nervous at the end. One is by structuring what we've said to let them know, hey, I'm going to make you an offer, that there is more that I can give you than I can give you right now. And then secondly, if you've got that voice in your head that says, nobody wants me, nobody's interested, nobody's going to buy, you've got to release those emotions and diffuse those beliefs to neutral before we get out there. Otherwise, that needy energy, that clingy energy, or that, like, I'm not good enough energy is going to be speaking louder than your message. And when you ask them to sign up or buy your book, whatever it is, if you're feeling like I'm not worth it, they're going to be feeling she's not worth it. So we've got to do our work before we get on the stage, releasing all of that. And again, come into our hearts, show up to serve, what's mine to give, who can I serve, stay in that heart energy, which is going to lift you and lift the room, and it's going to spread love and joy, and it's going to lift everybody up.
Right, right. I hate to interrupt because I know that, you have so much good information, but we're getting close to the end already again.
Yes.
So you said already. There were three things. What was the third, real quickly?
You want to drop those seeds. I'm going to sell. I'm going to make you an offer. You want to release your negative emotions. And I think the third thing that we talk about is don't do your talk and then feel like the sales is a separate thing at the end, because your energy is going to really shift. Like if you're like, oh, I'm teaching and sharing now, and then if you feel like you step into a whole different space, like, oh, no, I have to sell, you want to make that more continual. And Justin Livingston gives that tip, like, voice. When you are shifting from the teacher to the seller, don't, like, go, now
so
I'm going to
really
sell ya, you. Know?
It's inhabiting the space of this heart energy throughout. which, you know, before we go, I think Wendy wanted to ask you real quickly a little bit about how listeners should get in touch with you. Wendy?
Right, right. We were just curious about how, what would be the best way for people to get in touch with you so they can learn more from you?
I would love to have anyone that wants to make sure that their visual presence on the internet or their confidence on the stage, if they want to enhance that they can just call me directly, 714-928-1177, or you can check me out on facebook.com/Ellen.A.Light. Ellen is E-L-Y-N-N. Light is like sunlight.
Wonderful.
Great. Yes, yes. We will put that on our Facebook page as well. So that's great. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Ellen. I'm afraid our time is up again. It's been great having you on our show. You always share such interesting information with us, and we're looking forward to having you back again soon.
Thank you, Krista. Thank you, Wendy and Sherman. It's great to be here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you. And thank you, our audience, for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio and learning all about We appreciate you for listening and following us, and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we did. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Sky's the Limit Radio.